Okay, we're going to call to order this meeting of the Board of Directors of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation at 1:05 p.m. on Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. There's one agenda item for the meeting, and that is agenda item number one. Consider the resolution approving the fifth supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and the remarketing of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bonds, Jefferson Refinery LLC Project Series 2010, and related matters. I suppose we can take a motion in a second and then hear the presentation, any presentation that's there. Do I have a motion on that item? Okay, moved by Commissioner, by Board Member Arnold, seconded by Board Member Weaver. Okay. Who's going to speak today? Mr. Viator?
Your Honor, members of the Commission, the purpose of the request today is to, as part of our 90-day roll process, where we've been rolling bonds every 90 days. What's going to happen now is today we set up the resolution and the approval process to roll the bonds and marry them up with the bonds that are going to roll on March 29th. So they all come back together. We had anticipated that the bonds for High Island and for the port and terminal facility at that location would have been done by the 29th. The underwriters have indicated that they're going to need more time. So we've been meeting with investors on the project. They've told us what we need to do in order to sell these bonds. Quite frankly, what they're asking for is contracts with a supply and an offtake. And we have those underway right now. We're in negotiations with both a supplier and an offtaker for that facility. If we finish, and I think that we're making really good progress, but if we finish in time, then we'll roll those bonds out on March 29th. If we do not finish the negotiations or the legal work isn't done and in place by then we'll come back and request yet another extension. But it looks like it's all coming together. In the meantime, I owe the Commission and the company owes the Commission probably an update on the whole project. We have made a considerable amount of progress that you're unaware of. We have been spending some private monies on acquisition of some projects. I am about to close on a project next week. I'm in the final throes of negotiations on that right now, so I need to be a little bit quiet about that, otherwise it might affect our final negotiations in this last week. But we're slated to close on a major acquisition by next week, and that pretty much sets up the whole process. What we've been doing, so you know, what we've been doing over the course of the last couple of years is we've been putting all of the logistics in place. The refinery is the last thing that I want to pull the trigger on, because I can't consciously start construction on a project that size without knowing that I have the feed into the facility and the logistics to offtake the product, and that I have redundancy. I can't be held hostage by one supplier of both of those. So I'm happy to report that that pretty much is now done. We now have the pipelines in, we now have the pipelines out, we now have the port facilities to supply and the port facilities to offtake. So the logistics has been done. We are pretty much either contracted up or acquired in that regard. So now I think you'll be seeing some construction going on and some production coming online pretty quick. And I'll be happy to come back and talk to you about that. I'm just 1 week away probably from being able to report some pretty good information.
Yeah. Mr. Salovar, even if it's a written report, once you've finished that, if maybe within a couple of weeks, if you could just give us a written report, you don't even have to take a trip back down here. Is that, you know, what's the timeline look like? When can we start seeing that construction spending and so forth? And that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Judge, the only problem is some of the issues that we're dealing with are confidential. And of course, if it's even in written form, then the media or some others
can. If you're not prepared, I thought you were being discreet at this point in time because of negotiations. But if you are at a point to where you can share more at that point in time, we'd appreciate knowing it.
Yes, sir. We just don't want to impact any current negotiations.
Right. As far as the local, we entered into what we call a local utilization plan. As far as update on that part of what we're doing with these bonds, and also either written or verbal response on that. That's the pet peeve that I have in this project, and I want to make sure that it's being fulfilled. Also, we're saying we're approving the fifth supplemental trust. So how many will there be? Did I forget, or where we on? And this is the fifth one, right?
We roll every 90 days. That's the way it was set up originally.
Right.
So we have a window every 90 days. The whole project, all of the money, all of the bonds, sunset. I believe the sunset date is 1 year from this coming December 30th. So we actually have a year and say 10 months left. To get everything done under tax law with these bonds, Commissioner. So, you know, we will let most of that money and most of that construction this year. Our program is that most of the construction projects will be let this year and all of the construction projects will be completed next year, well within the sunset window of that original allocation. Back to the judge's question, I'd be happy to do that. I think just I do need to be a little discreet in the course of the next, and it's simply because of this one acquisition.
I understand that completely.
Okay, so we'll get back to you in writing if you prefer. You know, I don't mind coming here. I'd be happy to give you a presentation.
Well, if you're in the area, that'd be great too.
One of the things, every time they roll over these bonds, it costs them somewhere in the neighborhood of over $200,000. So it is not something that they desire to do, to be able to spend that expense. You know, you figure the cost, the number of times they're rolling these over, and how much they're having to pay. I just wanted the court to be aware that their desire is to be able to get these projects done, to be able to roll them over, and they're not able to draw and break escrow until the project's ready and in place.
How many times have they rolled over?
Four.
It was on a quarter annual basis beginning after the bonds were delivered in December of 2010, so that was four remarketings during 2011, and this is the first one in 2012, albeit now the fifth one.
Anything further?
Yeah, on that, you say you have pipe in and pipe out in the high up all of the facility. So you do have some numbers on participation on that.
Excuse me?
You have numbers on the participation on the high island project?
No, we have not started
But you've gotten the easement issue settled with the LNVA and the state, I suppose.
We've got the easement on that. We've actually paid the LNVA for that acquisition, so that's all resolved. We actually bought the ground. We did that with private money. That's been resolved. So the property is ours, and the easements are ours. We've paid for them, and all of the other right-of-ways with the Department of Transportation and such are in place. So that's all done. The other easements we adjudicated about 36 miles some time ago between us and the water here in Port Arthur and Beaumont, Nederland. So we've got 36 miles of right-of-way adjudicated. We've paid, we've bought and paid for that as well. And now what we've done is we've contracted, we've either contracted or purchased the additional right-of-way, and not right-of-way, but actual physical pipe lines that come in and out of the property. So that sets up now a way for us to get crude into the refinery on a consistent and daily basis and then get our finished product out.
I had a question, and you may have already answered. Do y'all have the money spent to date? How much has been spent local? And how much minority participation been involved?
To date, two contracts have been let, but no work has been started. And those contracts were awarded to STI and to Global Marine. The only project that has taken place thus far has been the demolition project. Demolition project with Triangle Iron out of Jefferson County. And when you say how much has been paid, that demolition project paid for itself with the scrap. They went in, took the scrap out, paid Jefferson so much for the scrap, and that's the only contract that has been let, and that was to a local minority company. So that's the only project that has taken place thus far. No, sir.
Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you, Judge. We'll bring the resolution signed in, and just again for the benefit of the court, for the second phase of this that they hope to accomplish through additional bond financing, there will be the tax hearings, as you all know, the TEFRA hearings. Mr. Fox will conduct the one in Orange County, and I'll conduct the one here. That'll be next Monday, the 27th. That will follow your court meeting. It will be a morning session in Orange, just in case any members of the court wish to participate or be involved. It will be at 3 p.m. next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. If there's nothing further, then this meeting of the IDC is adjourned. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioner's Court meeting for Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. We'll begin this special meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold, if you'd like to stand.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give us that divine wisdom, only that you can bestow in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, we ask that you not only do it for this commissioner's court, but for every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, while we're there, I want to say a special prayer for Judge Ransom Jones and his family on the tragic loss of his mother. Lord, we ask that you give all these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the proposed water line to the city of Hampshire funded by round one of the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the Texas General Land Office, which is a Hurricane Ike grant. Item B is to receive and file acceptance of an offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for the Jefferson County Jail with ISC Jail Supplies, Inc., Robinson Textiles, Bob Barker, Charntex, and Tab Textiles Company. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 to the bridge replacement project at Cragen Road with APAC for an overran run of riprap required to fit actual field conditions in the amount of $7,650. This brings the contract total to $809,557.09. That's also a Hurricane Ike grant-funded project. Item D is to consider and is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one for the DD6 pipeline replacement materials with industrial piping specialist for freight charges in the amount of $550. This brings the contract total of $61,410. That's funded by round one of the TDR grant administered by the GLO. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. I do have one question. Item D, $61,000. That's not the contract total on the DD6 pipeline replacement. I don't know. Okay, just for clarification purposes, the total amount of that contract is around $2 million, not $61,000. Okay. But that is a Hurricane Ike-funded project. Any other discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, items A and B can be tabled. Item C, it's consider authorizing the county judge to execute an order vacating as defined by Transportation Code Section 251.001, the Helena Road extension from State Highway 366 to Helena Avenue. Item D is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a quick claim deed to Helena Road extension property pursuant to Texas Transportation Code Section 251.058B. Item E is to receive and file an executed order vacating Helena Road extension with quick claim deed to said property in the Jefferson County deed records. Item F is to consider the resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a fifth supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and relating to the remarketing of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC project series 2010. Item G is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with Port Neches Groves ISD for repair of certain parking lot. Item H is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Nederland for the repair of certain streets. Item I is to consider and approve the authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Groves for the repair of certain streets. And item J is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Port Neches for the repair of certain streets.
I'll make the motion, and I would want to make sure that give Commissioner Weaver a chance to give the public a little overview of those projects.
Good. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Offord, seconded by Commissioner Orr.
Judge, Commissioners, this is similar to what's been historically happening for the last 50 years in our county through interlocal agreements. Our county has been helping other cities and other governmental entities. G is going to be a parking lot area. H is about 3 miles of roadway, public roadway. I is going to be Hogaboon Road that we're going to be looking at in Groves. We are also got a meeting at 3 o'clock today with the city manager there in Groves to relieve the heavy truck traffic that we're seeing on Hogaboon that's really causing bad problems for the roadway. And then J is about 5 miles of road in the city of Port Neches. All materials are being paid for by those cities.
Thank you, Commissioner. That was most important because sometimes people make erroneous statements out there. I want to make sure you give you a chance to let them know.
Any other discussion on any of those items under County Commissioners? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? As have it unanimously. Moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Indigent Healthcare for the purchase of a CenterView DRS automated retinal camera in the amount of $13,000. Item B is to consider and approve budget amendment for County Court of Law Number 1 for replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,434. And then item C is regular county bills, check numbers 363-633 through 363-915. Do I have a motion on those items?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold.
Judge, I want to expound on A. Normally, we don't let capital project come in at that time of the year, but this one here was brought to our attention by a physician where this would help our health and welfare department, help us reduce some calls because it would be able to diagnose different things with people with diabetes in the office, and that is a plus for us. So that was one reason why I asked Dr. Walks and Wayne them to put forward this particular transfer, and I want to make sure I inform the whole court and public about it.
Good. Any other discussion of any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Engineering, item A is to receive and file a pipeline right-of-way and easement agreement with Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP. This is a proposed 30-foot wide easement for an 8-inch Chevron pipeline being relocated. Track number 11 in the TNN ORR survey, section number 7, abstract number 239. It's located in Precinct 3, adjacent to Highway 365, and is part of the Texas Department of Transportation widening project there in the area. Have a motion on that item. Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And then moving on to County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held at the first Tuesday of April 2012.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor? Sir?
There's been a change in the legislation as to what we're allowed to do with the what we call an absolute sale. This is a final sale on these properties, and I want to just make sure that the public's aware of it and that you're aware of it. In the past, whenever we've had properties that we could not move in the first sale, oftentimes they come in for $50 or a $500, you know, auction amount, but then there's additional taxes that are due after the lawsuit date. Oftentimes those additional taxes well exceed the actual marketable value of the property, and so those properties sit with us for years. The legislature last session changed the law to where we can offer that property, if we're in a situation like that, we can offer the property up for the market value that it is currently at, and so we'll be able to offer some of these properties at market value rather than at the additional taxes value, which hopefully we'll get those back on the tax rolls and incentivize bidders a little bit more. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Do you notarize that, put that out publicly through your notifications to the public?
Yes, and we did that. The bill was included in our last letter to all of our registered bidders and the interested parties, whatever, as people call. But we'll do a press release as well that highlights that to attract a few more bidders.
I think it would be a good idea.
Also. Absolutely.
Hey, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. And then under Historical Commission, item A is considering possibly approve, receive, and file the Jefferson County Historical Commission's annual report for 2011. Item B is to consider and possibly approve appointments to the Jefferson County Historical Commission for the terms 2012 to 2013, and those appointments are on rather lengthy on a two-page list. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Second. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and we're sorry that, unfortunately, I don't think any members of the Historical Commission were able to be present today because of other pressing matters. I did want to bring up, that completes our formal agenda, but I did want to bring up something about our Juvenile Probation Department, and, you know, our longtime chief, Bubba Martin, retired, and longtime assistant chief, Ed Cockrell, was promoted to chief juvenile probation officer. And in January, the Texas Juvenile Justice Department from Austin came into the Minnie Rogers and conducted their 2012 monitoring. They reviewed our operations, policies, procedures, interviewed kids and staff to determine compliance with standards. And this year, our juvenile probation department scored 97.78%, and that's the highest score that we've ever received before. So we also had monitoring for our 344 employment and certification and training of our juvenile justice officers. We scored 100%, and I just wanted to extend my thanks to Ed Cockrell and to the people who work with him, casework manager Latricia Coleman and detention superintendent Dennis Copeland, for supervisor Shanna Sellers and Nate Winfield, because they helped make that best score ever a reality. Anything else that any other member of the court wishes to bring to the fore?
Judge, commissioners, last week y'all had asked me to contact the mosquito control director to come in and give us a report. He's prepared today to come to the podium and get in the hot seat. No. You know, having the twin airplane, that King Air, has really helped our county. And we use that King Air, that twin engine, over all our populated areas by regulation. But unfortunately, you have to have scheduled maintenance with any aircraft, and they try to do that in such a manner that they can incorporate that with their spraying schedule. And so historically, since having the King Air, they've went in and looked at February as being a month that is conducive to doing aircraft maintenance, because generally speaking, we don't have many mosquitoes. Unfortunately, we've seen a big influx in mosquitoes to our area. And I think it shows the effects that King Air has in terms of controlling, I didn't say killing, I said controlling the population of mosquitoes in our county. Because not having it in the air, we can definitely see a difference. With all that being said, he has put together a plan to try to alleviate some of the concern with this. And it won't be like having the King Air in the air, you know, working, but at least we're doing something. But it is something, mandated maintenance is something that we have to do with our aircraft. Really, there's, you know, that's the best time to do it is wintertime. So with that, I'll turn it over to Kevin.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have a report right here. It's kind of an outline form, and if you'll permit me to just go over each point, kind of what we've been dealing with and what we have to deal with it. First of all is the weather. As you all know, it's unseasonably warm for this time of year. And like the commissioner said, you know, we normally set January and February aside for our airplane maintenance and our truck maintenance. The King Air that we have is a very complex airplane, and it requires quite a bit of maintenance and inspections each year. And some of it is very detailed, and this year is one of those years. And it's going to probably take overall, from the time they started to the time they finish, probably about a month and a half to get it all completed. I talked to our chief pilot, and he knows that the situation that we're in, they can only do so much. They can only go so fast to do this stuff. They have to get a lot of stuff made for the airplane engines in Houston. So it takes a little while to get that stuff done and come back and put it on. But he's hoping, this is kind of a worst case scenario, he's hoping for the middle of March. It could be sooner. But once we get it all put back together, there has to be calibrations done and droplet testing, and we all have to stay legal on all our equipment that we have. So it just takes time. Anyway, I'll continue on. The warm weather is what's causing these mosquitoes, but the fog, the rain, the temperatures, sometimes the temperatures are a little too low for us to be able to use our chemicals. We can't fly or spray in the fog. Even with the trucks, it just kind of holds the mist in. We depend on drift. It has to be able to drift. And of course, rain, you can't spray in the rain either. The temperatures, ideally, we would like to see them about 65 or higher. One chemical we use, actually the trucks, we use two different chemicals. One of the chemicals, we can use it in a little lower temperatures. I prefer 55 on up. It's rated at 50. We haven't seen any good results using it at 50 degrees. But you, it says you can use it from 50 on up. Generally, 55 degrees on up is better. But it's strictly labeled for 10 miles per hour or less in the winds. You cannot spray it if it's the winds are over 10 miles per hour. The other chemical that we use in the trucks, we can use it in winds that are 10 to 12. You don't want to go over 12 miles per hour. But the temperatures have to be about 65 degrees or higher for it to be effective. And that particular chemical is the only chemical we use in the ag wagons, the planes that we use in the rural areas. So if the temperature is below 65 degrees, we can't even put them up in the air. It's not going to do any good. So we're very limited on what we can do right now with the aerial spraying. What we have been doing is we got six of our eight trucks operational. Now, I'm hoping by next week, beginning of next week, we should have all eight of them. But right now, we're putting together our new truck, and I feel like that we can probably have the unit put on and it all be ready to go and calibrated, hopefully by the early next week. The other truck just went down. One of our blowers went out. We have to purchase a new blower for the unit, and we're going to try to do that this week and get it up and running as well. As you know, the ag wagons and the twin I just told you about, the ag wagons have to have inspections and maintenance too. Normally, they'll set aside one and they'll work on it and then get it back running, and then they'll do the other one. But I really need both aircraft, so he's working with me, our chief pilot's working with me, and he's kind of done a rolling inspection and maintenance. They take it apart, take one part, apart on the airplane, check it out, fix what needs to be fixed, put it back together, and have it ready to go. So we're trying our best to keep two aircraft going.
Explain the difference between the ag wagon and the public about the twin engines and the safety aspects.
The FAA says that any low-level flying over incorporated areas has to be a twin-engine aircraft. That's why we need the King Air. And we use a chemical only in it. It's a specific chemical we use in it. We don't use in the other aircraft. And it's also rated that you can use it in the mid-50s on up. But again, the wind has to be 10 miles per hour or less. It covers so much more area so fast, but right now we can't do anything about it. Like I said, I'm hoping maybe the first or second week of March we can have it up and running, and that'll help us out tremendously. The ags, we use them on all the unincorporated areas, Finette, LaBelle, Nome, Sabine Pass, all those areas out, China, Nome, that we can't use the twin end, we're using those ags in. And this past year, we didn't have quite as much visibility. We tried to do our best with what we had. We only had two pilots. I think you all know that we were going through training of our third pilot. We lost one last year, and we hired another one. He has been way ahead of schedule, and I believe we're going to be able to start using him at the beginning of this spring. And that'll get us three airplanes up in the air, and that alone will help out tremendously. What we hope to see is, the weather cooperate with us a little bit more. I don't think we've strung 3 days together yet since the beginning of this year. It's either temperatures, wind, fog, something. This week, I was encouraged. The temperatures are supposed to be in the 70s for 3 days. And hopefully this will be warm enough for everybody to use those airplanes and trucks for the evening and morning spraying. But again, we can't have any rain or fog. Things have to be just right for it to work. So I know everybody's frustrated. I am too. But we're doing our best. We're going to try to get this together as soon as we can. I feel like right now we're just trying to stay afloat. But I'm hoping by spring we'll start being able to get more control on what we're doing. But that's about it.
Judge, Commissioners, we've asked Kevin to formulate a report, a monthly report. He's working on that to come up with to inform the court of landing rates, those kinds of things that are associated with the influx of mosquitoes and what his job is as far as addressing those concerns. You know, the truth of the matter is, for us, I mean, obviously it looks good if we can get those planes up, but we're just wasting his budget if we do it when he, you know, can't spray. So that's just the pure facts. So,
Kevin, I would like you also to check and see if there's any type of other chemicals we can use at any other types of times, because right now the citizens have a tolerant level. My phone can tell you that tolerant level, okay?
Yes, sir.
I was at a grave site this the other day, and the minister basically told us just go on ahead and get back in the cars. So you kind of understand what we are going through.
Right.
And whatever you can do along that lines of having emergency plans for those type of things that have happened this time would benefit the county tremendously. I know some of my friends up in Hardin County said, well, we just hope y'all kill them before they get to us. But we want to make sure we take care of our constituents down here.
I know this doesn't mean a lot, but everybody on the coast is dealing with the same problem, and a lot of them, we're actually doing more spraying than several counties. They have the same maintenance problems we do, and we're very fortunate that we have actually had two aircraft going and as many trucks as we have. I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to people that are still getting ate up, but we are trying. Nobody watches the weather more than I do. I mean, I even watch two stations get a mean average trying to figure it out. And as soon as I see a little break, we're trying to put something out there that works. But it's been a juggling act to see which chemicals we can use and what equipment we can use. So.
And that you mentioned that, I mean, obviously, you can't just basically set a schedule for a month, because weather changes everything and the conditions that they can spray in. So they're sometimes having to adjust the morning they get to work and adjust their spraying schedule then. So it's very, very difficult. So
yeah, I schedule daily. I don't schedule in advance, because I really have no idea where the mosquitoes are the worst or where the calls are going to come from. And when people call, we don't ignore them. We actually take those calls and use those. And in the springtime, when we're doing surveillance, we combine it. Right now, my people that are doing surveillance are the ones that are spraying, so we're not really doing much surveillance either. We just have so many people to do what we got to do. When spring rolls around, I get my seasonal help. It'll change everything. But right now, we're just trying to do what we can.
So. I appreciate the update, because I call you regular and you give me a good update. But I thought the public needed to hear it, because we're having to answer those questions. And I even told one couple that we're gonna ban steroids, because they're kind of big this year. So the mosquitoes are huge. Yeah, they are huge, man. They look like birds. Thank you. Good job.
Any other member of the court have anything further they'd like to bring before the public? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen.